watching Big Brother 10, I don't know what in the world you were doing this summer, because Jerry and I sat, we even watched the After Dark.
Yes.
I mean, we would, if we couldn't sleep at night, we'd crank it up because it was on at midnight. We had the show time.
Because of these guys, I couldn't sleep at night.
Would you please welcome the $500,000 winner from Big Brother 10? It's Dan, everybody.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show, Jerry. Real quick, does Jerry stand for Geraldine?
No, it does not. And you know what?
Oh, that'll get her ire up.
You're the only person that could ask me that, because I just love you so much. You made our state look so good, and I was so hoping that you would win. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. You know, one thing I tried to do, there's been a lot of negative press around Michigan with the economy and the whole mayor thing. If I could squeeze a little bit of positive things for the state of Michigan with my 15 milliseconds of fame, I'd love to do that. Any charity things I can do for Michigan, please let me know. You know, I really want to help Michigan the best I can.
You know, we appreciate that, but let me tell you something. Kwame was more of a kind of an embarrassment than it. That whole thing came down, obviously, when you were in the house.
He was the embarrassment, but you were the positive,
yeah.
and that's the really good thing. Now, tell us. I got to tell you, after the very first elimination, when it was you and then Brian got kicked off, I thought, oh, man, that is it. He's gone.
You and me both. I thought I was in trouble as well, you know. But having Brian leave, you know, I mean, he's a great friend. Even though I only knew him a week, you know, he's one of the closest people to me in the house. But, you know, I knew it gave me a chance to kind of reinvent myself in the house, and I took that opportunity, and I got lucky with it.
Yeah, but he, you know, don't you think he just went in there, and even when Ollie said, hey, you know, I'm ready to start playing, when they were standing in the kitchen, that's just too soon. You don't do that the first night.
Oh, without a doubt, you know, but when I heard Brian speak, I was enamored. I'm like, this guy can win this whole thing, so I wanted to latch on with him.
Yeah, he's a smart
guy.
Mistake he made was doing it too early.
Yeah, you know, and I had no idea how out of control he was getting, and I tried to tell him, calm down, but, you know, I came up biting him in the end. But I'll tell you what, Brian could have won this whole thing if they kept him in the house.
You know, even when he gave his final speech, and we're talking way too much about a guy that said goodbye the first show, but I thought he really summed up what the others did wrong so well when the other girls were talking about Keisha's looks and the things that they had said about you and Jerry, and, you know, just I thought he summed up the whole program really well.
Yeah, you know, he's a master with words, and he's very intelligent, and, you know, I think the world of Brian.
Yeah, but you're smarter than he is.
Now,
you came out with the money.
You are so good-hearted, and I am so worried about one thing. On Big Brother After Dark,
yeah.
Jerry was talking about how he was going to play people for the money, for every bit that he could get. And, you know, he did that poor boy, oh, my kids are going to need this money, and so I'm gonna get them every penny they can get. I am so afraid he's going to call you and say, hey, I voted for you. Now I need some money for my kids. Because you are so good-hearted, I'm afraid you'll give it to him.
I appreciate that. But
well, isn't that what everybody says about you, though, Dan? You're the nicest player and winner to ever have played and won Big Brother.
Well, that's a huge compliment.
That's
yeah,
what
I really appreciate
Entertainment
that.
Weekly said, right?
Oh, man, that's unbelievable. Let me clear up something about Jerry. You know, Jerry's, when you're 75 years old, in my opinion, you get a free pass to do whatever you want. You know, I respect my elders, but Jerry would never do anything like that. Jerry's very kind-hearted. He loves his family very much.
Oh, please,
And I think the world of
him.
I do believe he loves his family.
Well, that I believe.
I do believe that, but I think that
he said a lot of stuff on the overnight stuff you and Memphis and Keisha never even heard.
I'm sure, but, you know, it's just like that. You know, I couldn't let myself get caught up in the personal things because that would distract me from winning this game.
Well, you're a Catholic boy, too.
Let's talk about beer pong, a game that you didn't see unless you watched on After Hours. And I thought it was very smart of you to say, that's Sprite. We're not playing with the beer because the kids might be watching. Like
yeah, you know, you got to have as much fun as you can in there, you know, but I was still looking out for the kids, hoping there's no kids up watching, so I put the Sprite bottle out there and said we were playing with Pop, so hopefully I fooled them.
That was good.
Well, your mom looked like she was just beside herself when you won, and your girlfriend is cute. I don't know if you realize this or not, but the night that Big Brother was over, the last words you said were, good night, Monica.
Yeah, you know, she's beautiful, you know, she's the light of my lamp, and I love her so much. And you guys have to realize, I left her for 3 months.
Yeah.
And she was still waiting there for me when I got out. So that means the world to me, and I love her.
Hang on to that one. You got a good one, Dan.
So have you bought the diamond yet?
No, I have not popped a diamond yet. You know, I've slept for 2 hours, but you know what? She deserves the biggest rock that money can buy.
Oh, boy, it's been probably been a whirlwind since you left the house, huh?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Last night we had the rap party. That was so much fun, but it was very overwhelming. You know, I was there for maybe 5 hours, and you know, people were coming up to me and photos. And for a teacher, you know, I'm thinking to myself, who wants their picture taken with a high school teacher? and it really hasn't hit me, you know. But I did get a chance to watch one YouTube clip of a Renegade montage,
with the sound effects they added.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, wow, you know, I really was on a television show, and I was a huge fan of the show, so to see, like, people spending time and effort into making these things, you know, it makes me feel great. So,
well, Dan, we're about, I know that you had the rap party last night, and you have to be exhausted. We don't want to hold you up, but before we let you go, you broke several firsts, so I want you to tell everybody what you, the different things that you won. On the show, you were the first to do this, the first to do that.
Yeah, you did a lot of firsts. Can you run them down? Do you know what they are?
No, you know, I guess I can only think of one. You know, I did win $500,000 on top of that. I won $20,000 for being America's player. But,
right.
You know, I was very shocked the way the voting came out. You know, I thought I'd be lucky to get 4 votes, and I got all 7.
Isn't
which I think that's what you guys are referring to, being the first to
do
that.
Yeah.
And you were the first one to win head of household as many times. As you did.
Oh, really? Wow. No, I didn't know that either. But, you know, it's been awesome. You know, I've been a huge fan of the show, and to win like that and to win, period, and even get on the show has been a dream come true. And I'll tell you what, anytime you guys want me back, I'd love to come back because, you know, this is my first and best podcast, and I love speaking with you guys.
Well, now, keep in mind, we're only on the west side of the state. We're only 2.5-3 hours from you, Dan.
Yeah, anything I can do, and I really mean it, for charity or anything I just can get together for something I can do for you guys, you know, I'd love to do it, especially because
you
guys are from Michigan.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm trying to pump our state up as much as possible.
Well, thank you.
A good guy to the end of Michigan's own. You make us so proud. Goodbye.
That means the world to me. Thank you so much.
Dan, thank you so much, and the best of luck to you. We'll see you soon.
Okay, take care.
Copyright 2018.